person, just you don't have a bris milah. You have an oral bosa. Your flesh has the oral. Is lo yovel mikdashi l'shoseini. You're not allowed to come into the Beis Hamikdash to do the avodah. So here's the love. Rashi says lo yovel v'ainu azore. It's only in azore here. Midivrei kabbalah b'yalma v'loki yalom. Means this love, it's only in the Torah. It's not a real love. It's a lachum hashmisinai. Here it's brought down as a love, but it's only a love of divrei kabbalah. That for this you would not get malchus. Oinin. How do we know if a kain what? To do the avodah, right. That's the end of the shoseini. Can't come in to do the avodah. It's only a psulim who does the avodah. Oinim. How do we know if a kohen is an oinim? If a mishpon of his mishpacha was mates before the kvura, minon. How do I know this? The Gemara says this because it says by a kohen gadol or min amikdash lo yetsi v'lo yichal lest es mikdash alakov. A kohen gadol, by him there's a special mitzvah. He's not supposed to leave the base of mikdash. Even though he's a Leinein, he could do the Avodah. But Tzadiyik, Ho'achar, a regular Kohen Hedyit, not a Kohen Gadol, Shelo Yotzechil, if he does not go out of the Beis Hamikdash, he's Mechalol, the Avodah. So that's how we know there's an Azari, he's not supposed to be there. So if so, if you did make the deal from the word of Lo Yechalol, for tomorrow, Omalei Ravachol Rava, Veneva, already, let's turn out, Chilo Chilo Mishruma, Malalam B'Misa, Avkam B'Misa. Just like we learned out before, anytime it says the word lo yichalo, we have exeris shava, just like by truma. If a kohen tam eats truma, he's chayiv misa. Here also maybe, if a kohen that's an onion comes in, it should be chayiv misa. Tomorrow says no. Miksiv bei begufei. Does it say lo yichalo in the pasha of a kohen hedjit when he's an onion? No. Miklolakasi. It only says it by a kohen gadol that he's not supposed to leave. So from that, I bring a proof that a kohen hedyit is supposed to leave. Since so, the klal is, the Gemara in Zvachim, that have a dover habom in a klal. This is something we're learning out from a klal. Not that it says directly a kohen hedyit has to leave when he's an oinein, but it's only a proof from a kohen hedyit. If so, then the klal is, v'chol dover habom in a klal, anything you only learn out from something else, ain't done a nice of gzeirah shavah. You have no right to make a gzeirah shavah. A gzeirah shavah again is not a svarah, it's a kabbalah. There's no such kabbalah to make a gzeirah shavah. We're only learning it out from a klal, and not that it actually says it clearly in its place. The next azar is yeshiv. A kohen that's sitting, if he does the avodah when he's sitting, it's an azar to lav. Minolan, where's the proof? Amarav v'amarav nachman. Amakor, the pasuk says, ki voy bocher Hashem alakecham mikol shiftecha. Hashem chose shevet kuna. La'amoid, to stand up, l'shores, to worship me. Tzadik is la'mida b'chativ. Hashem shows them when a kohen stands up, then he's considered a kohen. From early yeshiva, but he was not chosen to do the avodah sitting down. Therefore, a kohen cannot do it sitting. Balmum. How do I know if a kohen's a balmum? Well, we have before in the Brisa to Machlokes. Balmum, if a kohen's a balmum, and he does the avodah, Rebbe Yoyma b'misa. Rebbe says he's chayiv misa for this. What's the machlokes? My time of the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say yichayiv misa? To see the pasuk says clearly after the parsha of mum of a baal mum a kohen a baal mum. The pasuk says ach el aparoiches layavoy. He should not come into the Beis Hamikdash to do the avoda. And it says in the pasuk by yichal he's mechal the avoda. If so, the yalef again chilu chilu mitruma. Mal alav the misa, just like if a kohen tomei eats truma yischayiv misa, says by yichalil, is afkan here also that on baal mum if he does the avodah yischayiv misa afkan be misa. For the Gemara why the nail of chilu chilu mi noiser? Once you're learning out already, learn out maybe from noiser that mal alav just like by noiser says chilul and it's only bikoris yischayiv koris. Maybe afkan here also a baal mum if he does the avodah also bikoris. So it says, no, mistav with the svar is, mitrum have a little melech. It's more of a svar to learn out, or a kohen, that's a baal mum, from the parsha of a kohen that's tamed that eats truma. Shekeim sulaguf. Both of them, there's something wrong with the kohen. Here the kohen is tamed, and here the kohen is a baal mum. Mitsulaguf, they're both of sulaguf. That's why it's better to learn out a baal mum from a kohen tamed, rather than noiser. The verse says, no, other rabbi, the opposite. Me noiser have a lamele. It's more of a svar to learn out of ba'al kain ba'al mum from the parasha of noiser. Shekain kodesh.
They both have to do with kabonis. Or kain balmum can't do kabonis, just like neisir is a korban. And pinim, it both has to do with doing the avodas inside the Beis HaMikdash. Lafuke truma is outside. Tigol, they have to do with kabonis, as machshavas tigol for neisir. So who is a big svara to learn out of balmum from neisir, not from truma? It's like it's true. Ella rather swells like this. Ella mitome sheshimish. I learned that rather from a kohen that's tome that did the avoida. Not from truma, but from kohen sheshimish. Gomar, there I learned out better. Psulaguf and psulaguf. They're both psulaguf. Whether the kohen is tome or the kohen is about mum. Kohenish, they both have to do with doing the avoida. Pinim, it's inside the base of Migdish. Pigu benoiser. Mi kohenish, pinim, pigu benoiser. So there, this is the biggest swell to learn out. Therefore, that's Rebbe Svara. I learn out that a Baal Mum, if he does the Avoidis Chayiv Misa, just like the Kohen that's Tomei, does the Avoidis Chayiv Misa. And as a Gzera Shavah, both says Chilul by both of them. Through Rabbonim, why does Rabbonim say it's only Nazor, it's only Alav, if a Kohen Baal Mum does the Avoidah? What's the Svara in the Rabbonim? Through Rabbonim, on Makor, the Pasuk says, Boy, Vloy the Baal Mum. In the parasha of Misa, Rashi says, "Betruma b'Misa," where it says in the parasha of a kohen tummy eats truma, it says the word "boy." Rashi says, "The kula nami minogamri." Like all the gzera shows before, we learned out the chi of Misa even by a kohen tummy from truma. And so the yosa boy, it says in the parasha of kohen tummy that eats truma, it says "boy." Lemute that only here there's Misa, not someplace else. Where's the miyat? For like a Baal Mum, and not a Baal Mum. If a Baal Mum does the Avoida, he's potter from Misa. Why do I say a Baal Mum? Rashi says, "Umistarver Baal Mumu k'mamayit for loy tamei tfuyoyim shem sul tumasim." Because there is a big absul. If a kain is tamei, that's a big absul. Tum is a big absul. My shem kain Baal Mum is not such a absul. Therefore, I say the term is mamayit a Baal Mum. Now, the last machlokes we had in the Mishnah was that zar shashim is tamikdash. If a regular Jew comes into the Beis HaMikdash and does the Avoida, so you had a machlokes whether he's Chayiv Chenig, that Rebbe Akiva says he's Chayiv Chenig, and the Chum say it's a Misa B'dei Shemayim. So what's this machlokes of the Zar? Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Shmuel says, Nemakan v'hazar hakar of Yumas. Says here a Zar that comes into the Mikdash to do the Avoida, he's Chayiv Misa Yumas. The Nemalahalan, it says over there, Kol HaKorev HaKorev Ela Mishkan Hashem, Yomus says there also a parasha of Misa, you receive Misa. Malahalan B'dei Shemayim, just like over there, Yechayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Yafkan B'dei Shemayim. That's one Jerusha. Same thing, it says clearly, the Kol HaKorev HaKorev Mishkan Hashem Yumas. Here it says Lashon of Yumas. In there. Alright. Yeah. That's one drasha. Rabbi Akiva Raimer, Nemar Khan, the Hazar Kar of Yumas. Says here, a Zara that comes in to do the Avoida, Yumas, he deserves Misa. The Nemar Lahalan says another parasha, the Hanavi Yahu, have a Novi Sheker, or Yicholam Hacholam Ahu, person that dreams and says Nevua Sheker, Yumas, that they deserve to receive, they deserve to be killed. Mar Lahalan Beskila, just like over there in the parasha of a Novi Yasheker, there we dash in the mean Skila, is Afkan Skila. That's Rabbi Kiva over here in the Brisa, not like our Mishnah. The Mishnah Rabbi Kiva says it deserves Chenik. Here in the Brisa, Rabbi Kiva says that a Zar that does the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Skila, and we learn it out from a Novi Sheker. Rabbi Yechne ben Nuriyama like this. Ma lahalad b'chenik, no, just like over there he's Chayiv Chenik, Afkan b'chenik, he wrote Yechayiv Chenik. He learns by a Novi Sheker, they're also Yoni Chayiv Chenik. But just like over there Yechayiv Chenik, over here also, by a Zar, that does the Avoid, also is Chayiv, his Chayiv Chenik. Rashi B'dan for Ma'alal B'dei Shemayim means on the Messiah the Chamish Shemish by Kerich. Says there by the Anshe Kerich, they were Chayiv, Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rashi says, Yechel Menuri, Svirlai, Novi Shadiach as a Rabbim, B'chenik. A Novi Asheka that caused the people to worship Avoid Zara, he's Chayiv Chenik. That's his shita. So that's Kurak our Mishnah. That here also was Zar, Sheshimesh, you should know he's Chayiv Chenik. But my Kimis, look at what's the Machlokes over here. We have Yishmael, we have Rabbi Akiva. There's one Machlokes in Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. That what? Rabbi Kiva Sobar Donin Yumas Mi Yumas. I learn out the word Yumas from another word that it says Yumas, from Navi Asheker. V'yein Donin Yumas Mi Yumas. I don't learn out, here it says Yumas by Zar Sheshimesh. It says Lashon of Yumas. And you want to learn out from Anshe Karech that it was Misa B'dei Shemayim, but there it says Yumas, not Yumas. So I did not learn out one from the other. Rabbi Shmuel Sobar No. Donin Hedyit Mehedyit, V'yal Donin Hedyit Minovi. I learn out a Misa the Hedyit here, a Zar, Sheshimesh, he's a Hedyit, from the Anshe Kairach over there, also were Hedyitim. So there the Misa was a Misa B'dei Shemayim, here also it's only a Misa B'dei Shemayim. And don't bring me any proof from a Novi, he's a special person, he's not a Hedyit, he's a Novi. V'yal Donin Hedyit Minovi. That's Rabbi Shmuel Sobar. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva also No. Kivon Shadiach. Once this Navi went to turn around people to worship Avodah Zarah, so obviously he lost his Nevuah. He's not a Navi anymore. If so, Ein Lecha Hedyit Gadol Mizeh, he loses his whole status as a Navi, and he's called a normal person. He's called a Hedyit. Therefore, learn out the Gzeres Shava, you must, just like by Navi Asheker, he's Chayiv Skila, he's also a Zar. Sheshimesh is also Chayiv Skila. That's what the key to swear. So therefore, in the first bride, the key beholds that a Zar that comes into the Beis HaMikdash, his mamish chayis kila. The other one says, the Mike Mislegi, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yerchan and Benuri, what's the second Machlekes Tolian? That Rabbi Kiva told us, so far, Yechayiv Skila, and Rabbi Yerchan and Benuri holds no, Yechayiv Chenik. My here's Machlekes by Novi Asheker himself, he's Yechayiv Skila or Yechayiv Chenik. So what's the Machlekes Tolian? The Plukta, the Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, another Machlekes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. The Tanya will learn like this. Novi Shediach, a Novi that went around and caused people to worship Avodah Zarah, came a Novi Asheker. So Beskila, Tanakama says Yichai Eskila, that's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Yeah, Bishimon ain't never Chenik. Bishimon says no, he's only Chayiv Chenik. Yeah, Chenik. We have this machloket before, and Elohim and Machlokim. No, this will be the next part. In the next part, the more will be masber what this machlok is solving. If the Novi Yashaker, whether it's Chayes Kilo or it's Chayes Chenek, that will be in the next part. So, more as a question though, are you non to non, but who's the spirit of the Kiva now? And now in Mishnah we learned, the Kiva rhyme of the Chenek. The Kiva himself said that Azar Sheshimish is Chayes Chenek. And here we're seeing the Kiva says, Azar Sheshimish is Chayes Kilo. So, it's the spirit of the Kiva. Mur says, no, I'll answer you. Trei Tanoi Baliba de Rabbi Kiva. If Shatas Rabbi Kiva gave a shir, and he had two Talmidim there, and each Talmud heard differently. That's every Machlokes started. That the Talmidim heard different what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe said something, and the Talmidim heard a little bit different. This Talmud thought Rabbi Kiva said, Yechai Eskila, and this Talmud thought the Rebbe said, Yechai Chenek. That's the one Machlokes came out. Masnifin Rabbi Shimon Baliba de Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon's interpretation of Libra Rabbi Kiva that Novi Asheker is Chayiv Skila. So you learn out Zar from Novi that you Chayiv Skila. Bryce, so this last Bryce, so Rabbanan goes according to Rabbanan Shita of Libra Rabbi Kiva that they say now even a Novi Asheker is only Chayiv Chenik, and therefore learn out Zar Shashimish from a Novi that they're both only Chayiv Chenik. That's the pshat from our Mishnah. Hadrin Alecho Elohein Anasrofim. Now I'll go to Elohein Anasrofim. So Shaila is exactly which part comes first. The 10th or Achelik. In the Mishnayis they have the Achelik first, then the Elohim Anachnokim. Right, in the Gemara we have the Gears to hear continuation of first the Misur, then we leave the Gadatha for later on. Elohein Anachnokim. These are also the cases that people are Chayiv Chenik. Misur Chenik. The Shrangle.